It's the Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The girlies have learned a very powerful lesson when it comes to dating, all thanks to Benny Blanco and Selena Gomez. Because, admittedly, on the internet, and I was a part of this mob, when we found out that Selena Gomez was dating Benny Blanco, we were like, what? Because Benny Blanco has a very distinct look. He has compared himself. These are words from his mouth. He has compared himself to that little rat guy from Ice Age.
He did that to himself?
He said that about, I saw an interview with him and his one of his comedian friends where he was like, yeah, I do kind of look like that guy. And I was like,
historic chipmunk?
Yeah.
He that's was always like, chasing the nut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Easy.
Yeah, he was like pulling an 8 mile on himself. Just like insulting himself so nobody else could get to him.
Yeah, he's got some, you know, unruly hair and
disheveled.
Disheveled. Yes. His eyebrows meet together in the middle. They're really loving eyebrows.
He looks like he might have just come off of Naked and Afraid.
Yeah.
And he's still afraid.
But he's really charming, and we could tell that this was probably a situation where, you know, Selena probably loves him for who he is. And I think when you first kind of get that jolt of like, oh, she's going to go from Justin Bieber to this guy, and you don't know him personally, it's hard for the girlies to wrap their mind around it.
And I think I want to use him as the example for women. It's just that, you know, normal looking guys, average looking guys, less than average looking guys, just try harder.
Guys that look like the rat from Ice Age, just there try harder. And so now there's a bunch of clips of Benny Blanco going around where people are just praising him. They are hyping him up. Suddenly we are so excited for our girl Selena Gomez because they just released a joint album together and they did a promotional interview with Jay Shetty. And the emotional intelligence from this man is sending the girls into a frenzy.
She doesn't need a lot. She's like the easiest person in the world. But I know, yeah, she wants to talk to me before she goes to bed. She wants me to say I love you. She wants me to text her if I wind up having to stay somewhere 2 hours late. Just a simple take out your phone and done. We're very driven and you have to find a way to make it work that's comfortable. You have to talk to your partner. You have to understand them. I think people's biggest problems, especially men, are that we don't listen all the time. You gotta listen. Just shut the f- and listen. Listen to what they're saying. A woman is gonna tell you exactly what she needs. Like, when guys are like, I don't know what she wants. I don't know. She told you already. You're just an idiot. You're not listening. Just listen. A girl is, if a girl is getting frustrated with you on something, she's definitely told you multiple times and you're just not paying attention. So it's like, just listen. And don't be reactionary. Proactively do these things. I don't know if you do the same thing, but when you're away from your partner, you just try to think of little things that's going to make them feel more comfortable, better.
Those are the words right there of an average-looking man. Yes! Sees it all!
My favorite comment was that Selena won because everyone, when they started dating, was like, really, Benny Blanco? Who I've interviewed, by the way, and is the nicest guy you could imagine. So genuine. But she got the most emotionally intelligent man possibly on the planet. She won.
I know we're joking about it, but I will absolutely endorse this, that when you don't have these 9-10 great looks, that you really have to fill the gaps in other areas. Either your personality, well, mostly your personality, emotional intelligence, like you said, your sense of humor. There is something to it.
It's also important to acknowledge this is one of the most successful guys in music. Now, you probably heard the name Benny Blanco kind of thrown around here and there, but when I looked at his resume of music that he produced, he had like all the biggest songs from the 2010s.
So let me ask you a question. All right. So there you are at a bar with your friends.
Uh-huh.
It's just you and a couple of your girlfriends. And he comes up and he wants to talk, buy you a drink, and slip you his. Would you give him the time of day? Forget about it. Forget about the drink because you'll take the drink. Mm-hmm. So he just wants to come up and he starts creating conversation with you. Then he wants your number. Would you give him the time of day?
No, because I would look at him and say, you're dating Selena Gomez. And I'm a girl's girl. I don't want you to cheat on
if
your lady.
If somebody
Selena.
Came up to you that looked just like
his
him.
His doppelganger walks up to you.
Mm-hmm. Would you give him a chance, honestly?
Would I give him a chance is different than would I give him the time of day.
Would you think of him romantically at all?
Absolutely not.
We got there.
We took the scenic route.
And don't say you wouldn't be right there with me if it had been reversed with women. But here's the thing. Like, I said this yesterday, and because I feel very strongly about men approaching women, that no matter what, if you come up and approach me and you're hitting on me or you want my number or whatever, I will always give you my number because I would rather tell you on the phone rather than in front of a group of people at a bar that I'm just not interested.
So you give them the time of day because you're being polite, and I think that's a, well, let me thank you for guys all over the place for at least giving us some kind of green light, right? Not making us feel humiliated. You start talking, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, this guy's great. All right, you guys have a whole bunch in common. You feel like there's some chemistry there and everything. After that, you spend 10 minutes with him. Even though he looks like he does, he seems to check the emotional boxes, and he makes you laugh and stuff. Would you still be open to hanging out?
Yeah, I'll go out for a drink. After four tequila shots, he'll look like Ryan Gosling.
I think there are different types of people, too. What I've realized in listening to people over the years is that there are the people who are where physical attraction is important right off the bat, and then there are those where that comes after the emotional attraction. And so I think it depends. If you're the kind of girl, Abby, who's like, and there's not one right way, let me say that. Physical attraction, maybe he won't work. He approaches me, we're going to chat because I want to get to know him.
I want to thank all the women that emotional attraction is way more important than physical attraction.
You have to have a good personality for that.
Dang it. I got lucky.
Shout out to my fellow shallow girls.
It's the Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter thank you 25 for 25% off. It's promo code thank you 25 at takelean.com.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I'm a little confused at this debate that the internet is having over Cardi B's $60,000 Hermes purse. Now, if you don't know anything about handbags, Hermes is like the best that you can get. I mean, I know like the super richy rich people probably know about the quiet luxury brands that us normies wouldn't know about. But as far as I can tell from like an average fashion girly, it doesn't get better than an Hermes Birkin or a Kelly or a mini Kelly.
The Birkin bag is like I think Sex and the City back in the day when Samantha's character was getting it for Lucy Liu, and it was like, it just became commonplace for all of us to know, like, that's the pinnacle designer handbag that cost a ridiculous amount of money.
Help me out here. What is it doing? What is it doing for $60,000 besides making you feel a certain way, which probably, what is it doing?
It's iconic. Grace Kelly had one. That's why one of the purses was named after her. Jane Birkin made the Birkin bag famous. So it's just like a staple, iconic piece that probably costs $1,000 to make, but there's so much invested in the brand that people are willing to spend XYZ amount of dollars to get one.
Also, you can't just walk in off the street, even if you had the cash, and buy one. You have to like be an Hermes customer and have bought other things over the years. And then you can't even just walk in and be like, I want a black one with gold hardware. You have to take whatever they give you. I think it is the stupidest thing on the planet. But I respect that as some people's bag. So go for it.
So I just Googled it really quick. While the retail price of a Birkin bag can range from $10,000 to over $2 million, the cost to manufacture a basic Birkin is estimated to be around $800.
Come on.
It's infuriating.
And you said you pay all that money, you can't even pick what color you want?
No, not sometimes you can't.
It's crazy, right?
That's insane.
See, I think it goes deeper here. I mean, this is just my opinion, but I think when people wear stuff like this or they're carrying it around or you're showing your label like that, there is like some kind of psychology of me wanting to show you that I am better than you financially. Mm.
See, so I have a designer bag, and if you want to think that about me, that's fine. But I know for me, when I reached a milestone in my career, I carry that bag. And to me, it's a sign of all my hard work. And I bought that for myself as a congratulatory gift.
You know what you can carry in that bag?
What?
You're crazy!
Yeah.
But I think to a certain extent, like when you have a net worth like Cardi B, $60,000 is nothing. And that's why I don't understand where this debate is coming from. So the internet is shocked at how Cardi B is reacting to her daughter Culture, drawing a little Sharpie heart on her $60,000 Hermes purse.
Literally spent $60,000 on this purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look what my daughter did to my purse. Look.
Now she's Cardi B. I have a feeling if she called up Hermes, they would figure out a way to fix it. But the internet is now divided. Like some people are like, well, this is why you don't spend $60,000 on a purse. And some people are like, well, it's her daughter. And now it has even more character because again, she's not just a random person with a Birkin. Like this is Cardi B's daughter putting a little artwork on the purse. No,
I saw this and like mother to mother. I would.
Oh. Daughter gotta go.
Oh, your daughter's gotta go. Bye. Because it's like a ballpoint pen, and it's like this blue heart that's at the top of this yellow like alligator print whatever Birkin bag, and you know it's slightly insane to have like a $60,000 bag.
Slightly.
But That's hey, it's her money. It's how she chooses to spend it. And regardless of what the cost is, I know some people are coming down on her like, well, that's what you get for having. No, man, like kids ruin stuff. And even you still have every right as a parent to be frustrated.
I just assumed if you have enough money to buy a $60,000 bag, you have enough money to replace the $60,000 bag with another $60,000 bag.
You can still be mad at your kid in the process, though.
The internet says she's worth $80 million, so
she's doing just fine.
She's going to be all right.
Here, Burt Show. Hey, The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We kind of saw the signs and might have seen this coming, but it looks like Sydney Sweeney might have put the final nail in her relationship coffin. But before we get into that, I was talking to Mo earlier about this guy who has gone like crazy, crazy viral on Twitter for his insane morning routine. This is a guy named Ashton Hall who has like hundreds of millions of views on his morning routines, mainly because people are roasting him for it. So his day starts up at like 3 a.m. every day where he takes bottled Saratoga water, Saratoga Springs water, and he pours it in a little ice bucket and then he puts his face in it. And then he does all of these stage things to make it look like he's doing all these incredible things. And maybe
writing
he
in
is.
The journal, he on the first page
of
the journal.
Page.
All kind of stuff that you can, he's just being an influencer. He's probably not really doing any of this in the morning, but he made it seem like he has this really grand routine of things that he does every day.
Okay,
and
now
he's
it makes
ripped and he's pulling off
super
well.
Ripped.
Now it makes some sense to me because you know Trevor Wallace, the influencer and comedian, also did a video like this yesterday. I couldn't figure out why, but he was pouring like vodka into it at 4 in the morning. Now it's all making sense.
And literally, the influencer Ashton had a banana post workout and then rubbed the banana peel on his face. I mean, it looks like a parody because that's how staged it feels. But people are coming after him in the comments. It's hysterical.
Is it satirical or is he being sincere?
No, he's serious.
He's
sincere. And they even went as far as like, they're like, bro, there's one part when he's jumping into the water and apparently he was in the air for like 6 minutes and like before he actually landed in the pool. This is how ridiculous it is. But so many people have gone out their way to make fun of him that has led to him getting like hundreds of millions of views. And now he's laughing all the way to the bank. It's working for him. Then he makes a video saying, everybody's copying me, but I'm a leader, so I'm trying not to get offended by the fact that so many people are stealing my style. And then somebody tweeted, like, who's going to tell him that we're making fun of him? But it's working for him in the end.
It's working for him. Okay, back to Sydney Sweeney, because what she's posted on social media has everything to do with something she deleted. So a while back, she'd done like a 2024 recap where, you know, the girlies post all the things they've done in the last year, and it's photos of her on a boat with her friends, she's on vacation, and here's her on a movie shoot. Well, whoever is keeping up with her Instagram noticed that she deleted a photo from one of her Instagram carousels. So it's like that's when you post multiple photos of her and her fiance kissing. She took it out of the carousel. And because she's already postponed the wedding and she is allegedly moved into the Beverly Hills Hotel, people think this might be the end. So all I'm saying is, gentlemen, start your engines and get into those DMs while she's going to be single for the next couple of minutes.
Oh, removing that one photo from the carousel, that is as telling can be.
Because there's no reason to do it other than the fact that you guys are splitting up. Mm-hmm. But then my question is, why not just say that you're canceling the wedding? Why are you now saying you're pushing off the wedding? Because that was her
PR stunts, man. It gets you to talk about it and speculate on it more.
And now we're
I assume when somebody says that they're pushing it off, that means it's going to be, or we're going to get a follow-up that it's canceled.
Yeah.
Really?
That's
normally the gateway to just canceling it all at all?
That's the way I kind of feel about it, yeah.
I mean, that's what happened with you.
Right. maybe this is autobiographical.
I mean, from personal experience. Yeah, well,
okay. I didn't put it together either.
I was like, I know you did that, like,
Now that I think about it, yeah. That might hold some truth.
I mean, God bless you. You're like, save this date. And we, like, Molly and I save the date. And then we get like a month out. And he's like, no, save this date. And then we like, save this date. And we get like a month out. He's like, no, well, save this date.
I think I proved my point.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Leonardo DiCaprio's hot 26-year-old girlfriend is talking about some of the frustrations and the plights that she has as the girlfriend of a multi-million dollar A-list actor. So this is Italian model Victoria Coretti. And she is saying that she hates the label of being labeled as somebody's girlfriend. She said in a Vogue France interview that one of the challenges of dating someone who's so high profile is that they constantly refer to her as so-and-so's girlfriend or so-and-so's ex. And I'm like, listen, you are the one girlfriend from Leonardo DiCaprio who made it past 25. He didn't dump you once your frontal lobe developed. This is like, this is an accomplishment. Whether you're going to be called his girlfriend or not, you should feel good about yourself.
I do not feel sorry for you. You know what you're getting yourself into. Mm. Sorry, not sorry. He is one of the biggest actors in the world. You are going to be referred to as Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend. Go sit on his yacht, sip your million-dollar champagne, and be okay with that.
Right.
Millions of girls would want that position.
What you said about
it. I love Gary Vee every day because he reminds us, man, forget about what people are saying. High school is over. Yeah. It shouldn't matter. Live your life.
It's irrelevant.
All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Burt Show.